You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City now here to take a look at the weather forecast for us for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Where would you like to start today, Drew?
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that are drooling a little bit over the prospects of maybe a little bit of warm-up, so maybe we should start off here in the States. It's been a long winter. We've got a couple of opportunities for warmer temperatures to take place as we go out through this next 3 or 4 or 5 day period. Unfortunately, every time we get a little warm, we're going to get a little cool again, but that's pretty normal for the end of winter, early spring, and so we'll be teased a bit as we go through these next couple of weeks. But there are some warmer days out there, and that's what's really most important. I remember you and I talked just it was 2 weeks ago, but we were it was very warm. One of those times we spoke last, and we were all excited about springtime, and then we got slaughtered with this bitter cold weather last weekend. And that kind of thing may happen a couple of times again, so you got to be careful. I don't know about temperatures down below zero as far south as what we've seen here in this past week, but we're going to see some additional bouts of cold. This is something that's going to still be with us on into probably the first part of April. But over these next few days, we will bounce around a bit. It looks like right now the midday computer forecast models today offered a warmer day for us on Friday across the region, but it gets cut short by another cold front that cuts through the region and brings a little bit of wintry mix of precipitation across the Midwest, just lightly. And we spend most of Saturday and Sunday a little bit cooler again, but another shot of warm weather comes up as we move into the late Sunday-Monday time period, and we'll go through the whole process all over again. So it's starting to smell a little bit like spring, but we're not going to really feel it again until a little bit later in the month, most likely.
Well, I can hardly wait to feel those breezes that bring warmer air, and we'll talk about those in the future. Can you turn your attention to South America, Brazil, Argentina, the weather forecast for harvest there?
Absolutely. Things have stabilized a lot in South America. It's been a very long year for them as well. Problems there for quite a while, and then problems in Brazil. And right now, everything seems to be quieting down. Argentina is going to be looking at a very good weather pattern for the next 10 days. A lot less precipitation for them. The ground is saturated in much of Argentina. Some delays in field work have already occurred because of the wet conditions, but this pattern coming up for the next 10 days will put them back on the right track, and we'll see better crop maturation and early sun seed and early corn harvest progress take place. In Brazil, we still have a few issues out there. The northeast part of the country is still considered way too dry, and that's going to continue for a while, but that's not where most of the soybeans are produced, and it's not having a big impact on the marketplace, except for coffee, perhaps. But the most of the grain and oilseed areas in Brazil are seeing a good alternating pattern of rain and sunshine that will continue for a good part of the next 10 days. So I can't get too excited about a big problem in the majority of Brazil's crop country.
And finally, can you tell me a little bit? I think I've been seeing some problems in the wheat crop down under. Is that actually the case?
The wheat crop will be planted in April. There's nothing in the ground right now. What you're hearing about probably is grumblings about the fact that it's very dry in eastern Australia and has been all their summer season. But the concern is that El Nino's on the horizon, and if it starts to kick in during their winter season when they're planting their wheat and their barley and their canola, there's a fairly good chance that they're going to have a much smaller crop in 2014, and that's what we're hearing about.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.